NBC presents The Adventures of Frank Merriwell. There it is, an echo of the past, an exciting past, a romantic past, the era of the horse and carriage, gaslit streets, and free-for-all football games, the era of one of the most beloved figures in American fiction, Frank Merriwell. Merriwell is loved as much today as ever he was. And so the National Broadcasting Company brings him to radio in a new series of stories based on the famous books written by Gilbert Patton under the pen name Bert L. Standish. Today, the Yale Bulldog. This Saturday, a highly favored Yale team is meeting Brown in New Haven. In preparation for the game, the Yale coach has taken his squad to a small field a few miles out of town where he's putting them through a secret workout. As our story opens, it's late afternoon, and the varsity is scrimmaging against the scrub.
Oh, no, that's not it at all. Farmer.
Yes, sir?
You're supposed to use a shoulder block on that guard as he comes through the line. Take him to the inside. Here, Merriwell.
Yes, coach.
Look, show him how to make that block. Now, I'm the guard coming through. Get set.
I'm ready.
All right. Now!
Here, coach.
That's it. That's the way to hit. Now, do all of you see the difference? That'll make the play go. Jack Diamond.
Yes, coach?
Take Mullen over there on the sidelines and let him try that shoulder block on you. See if he can't get it through his head. Everything may depend on this one trick play.
Yes, sir. Come on, Rob.
All right, I'll try it.
Now, the rest of you down at this end of the field. We'll try that play until we get it right.
All right, Dan, you heard the coach. Let's go.
Oh, Frank, just a minute.
Yes, sir.
I want to talk to you. They can run through this one without you.
What is it, coach?
What do you think of Rob Mullen the last couple of weeks?
Rob? Why, he'll come around pretty soon.
Yeah, that's what I've kept telling myself, but he hasn't. You saw him just now. There are a dozen boys on the scrub who are playing better football right now.
But this is his last year, coach, and he's capable of playing a lot better than this.
Well, maybe so, but I can't afford to wait for him to snap out of it any longer. We've got a tough bunch of games ahead of us, and I can't carry any dead wood on this varsity squad.
Well, coach, you're not thinking of cutting Rob off the A squad, are you?
I certainly am. He's not pulling his weight. We've got plenty of boys down on the scrubs who are. Now, it's your right as the captain to object, but... I think you'll see it my way. It's for the good of the team. What do you say?
Well, if you put it that way...
Good. I knew you'd agree.
I suppose you want me to break the news to him.
Well, it's customary, Frank, but if you prefer...
No, I'll do it, sir. It's my job.
Good boy. But make sure you tell him before the Brown game on Saturday. Now let's get back to work.
No, Rob. No, not that way. You still haven't got it right. Here. Now, let me show you how that block goes again.
Oh, what's the use? I'll never get it.
I sure you will. Now, come on, once more.
No, thanks, Jack. Go on back to the squad. I'll sit out the rest of the practice.
Sit it out? Hey, what's wrong with you, Rob?
Nothing's wrong with me. I just don't see why I should knock myself out for nothing, that's all. You saw the coach talking to Merriwell before, didn't you? I've got a feeling they're going to cut me off the squad.
Oh, you're imagining things. But even if they were, that's all the more reason for you to work hard.
What for? I still end up being cut off the squad, now of all times, too.
What do you mean, now of all times?
Well, my father has been away in Europe the past few months, and he just got back. He'll be here for the rest of the games, and he... Well, he has the idea I'm one of the stars of the team. You can imagine how he'll feel if I'm cut off the A squad.
Oh, gee, Rob, that's a shame. Why don't you tell Frank about it?
Well, what's the use? You know Frank. He'll say it's his duty to the school and to the rest of the boys. He won't let any personal feelings interfere.
Well, I don't know about that, Rob. Frank's a good fellow. Mm. He'd see it your way if you just asked him.
Well, I'm not going to. I'm not going to run to him with my hat in my hand asking favors.
I wish I could help you, but there's nothing I can do.
I know, Jack. It's too bad you're not the captain of the team. I bet you would be, too, if it weren't for Frank.
Oh, I doubt it, Rob. Bart Hodge would be next in line after Frank Merriwell.
Yeah, I suppose so. And he's just as bad as Frank when it comes to things like that. Say, if those two weren't around, you'd be captain sure, wouldn't you?
Oh, I guess so. But they are around, so you might as well make the best of it. Anyhow, Rob, I wouldn't worry too much. You'll get a square deal from Frank. If you don't deserve to be cut off the squad, you can bet you won't be.
Well, I'm not leaving the A squad without some kind of fight. I can tell you that.
Well, all I can do is wish you luck, Rob. Well, there's the end of practice. Come on, let's get a decent seat on the trolley for a change.
Gosh, Frank, I'll be glad when these secret practice sessions are over. get your workout like that when you don't feel much like a long trolley ride back to campus.
Well, it's a good thing we were practicing in secret, Bart. I'd hate to have anyone see us the way we looked this afternoon.
It was pretty ragged, all right. Well, once we got Rob Marlin out of there, we looked better.
Yes, poor Rob. He didn't do his chances much good today.
Well, I'll say he didn't. The whole squad's talking about his being dropped. Is there anything in that?
Well, I don't suppose it's any secret, but we shouldn't talk about it until I've told him officially.
Oh.
Personally, I feel sorry for him.
Well, I do, too. After all, it is for the good of the team.
Hey! What's the trouble? We seem to be slowing down.
We're stopping. Say, look. Look up ahead there on the track.
Well, a big English bulldog. Apparently, he doesn't want us to cross that trestle.
Look, he's not budging an inch. I guess someone will have to move him.
Hey, Merriwell.
Yes, Coach?
See if you can get that plastic butt off the tracks. We've got to get back to town.
Yes, sir, we'll move him. Come on, Bart, give me a hand.
Right with you.
Look at him stand his ground, Bart. He's determined not to let the trolley pass.
What a dog. Hey, looks like a relative of old Handsome Dan himself. How are we going to get him to move?
I don't know. Hello there, old-timer. How are you, huh?
He's friendly enough. He just doesn't want the trolley to cross that trestle.
Bart, wait a second. I wonder if there's something about this bridge.
Well, what's wrong with him, Frank?
He wants to keep me off the bridge.
The bridge is all right. Look, I'll walk on it myself.
Careful, Bart. I think he's going to drag you off it.
Well, he better not.
Bart, look out. Get back.
But yes, the bridge is falling.
Quick, give me your hand.
Well, that was really close.
Oh, you just got back in time.
Look at him, Frank. He looks happy now.
Come here, boy. So that's why you wouldn't move. Oh, you're a good old fellow. You saved our lives.
Good grief, Frank. How'd this happen?
I don't know, Coach. The trestle must have been weakened by the rains last week. It was about ready to go with the slightest weight.
What's that dog doing here?
Oh, that bulldog saved our lives, Rob.
Huh?
He acts like he belonged to Frank. Look how he sticks to him.
Well, right now we've got to get back to New Haven. And with this bridge out, we'll have to make a detour.
I hate to go off and leave the dog here, Coach. He may be lost.
Well,
you can see he's a pedigree bulldog.
Well, why don't you turn him over to the dog town?
Oh, we wouldn't do that, Rob. Hey, maybe he came from the Colburn farm, Frank. It's just a little way down the road. It's the only house around here anywhere.
Good idea, Bart. At least we could ask Mr. Colburn. That is, if it's all right with you, Coach.
Sure, sure. Go ahead and ask. Only get rid of that dog and be back at Commons in time for dinner.
Thanks, Coach. We will. Come on there, old boy. Now, let's see if Bart and I can find your home for you.
Here, sir, boys. Fine-looking critter, but danged if I ever set eyes on him before.
Well, then, as far as you know, Mr. Colburn, he doesn't belong to anyone around here.
Nope. Anybody this side of town line owned a dog like this here one, I'd know it.
Well, someone must own him. You can see he's been a pest.
Sure, look how well cared for he is.
Say, I'll bet I know where this dog come from.
Well, where's that, Mr. Colburn?
Summer people. You know, folks come up to the country here for their vacations. Probably kept him all summer. Then turned him loose when they went back to city. Seen it happen lots of times with cats.
I bet that's the answer, all right.
Well, Frank, looks like we found ourselves a dog. Question is, what are we going to do with it?
I don't know. We can't take him back to the campus. We'd have no place to keep him.
No.
He'd make a wonderful mascot for the team, though. We haven't had one since old Handsome Dan died.
Hey, that's an idea, Bart. A good team mascot is just the thing the squad needs for the Brown game this week.
Yep.
And he certainly brought us luck today. How about it, old boy? Would you like to be the Yale mascot?
There's your answer, Frank. What a mascot he'll make.
But we still got to make some arrangement to board him, at least until Saturday.
Well, we'll find some way to keep him. Don't worry.
Wait, Bart. Of course, that's the answer. Mr. Colburn, would you board this dog for us until Saturday?
Well, I...
We'll give you $5.
Five? You serious, boy?
Of course.
What do you say, Mr. Colburn? Well, that's as much money as you get for most of your summer boarders. What's more, we'll give you a little something in advance.
We'll give you the whole thing in advance. But remember, we want nothing but the best for our new mascot, Handsome Dan the Second.
Well, well, this is a real pleasure, Mr. Marlin. It's good to have you back in New Haven.
Oh, thank you, Dean Clark. It's good to be back. But tell me, how's my boy Rob doing at Yale these days?
Very well, I believe. I get nothing but the most glowing reports from his instructors.
Hmm? Oh, yes, yes, that. Well, I wasn't referring to his scholastic ability. He has always ranked near the top of his class. But tell me about his football activities. Rob wrote me that he'd made the team. That so?
Well, let me see. Yes, I do believe he's on the football squad. Naturally, I never keep in very close touch with that phase of a boy's activities, but I seem to recall seeing his name on the roster.
Good. I'm glad to hear it. Oh, I wish I could see him in action for the whole game Saturday, but then there will be other games.
Other games? Surely you're not going away again so soon?
Oh, no, I'll be here in New Haven, but I have another most important matter to attend to on Saturday afternoon. While I was abroad, I picked up the most beautiful specimen of an English bulldog I've ever seen.
Oh, I understand. And you plan to enter him in the New Haven Kennel Club show on Saturday?
Exactly. Matter of fact, I'm on my way over there now to register him. I had the dog sent over there directly from the train, and I'm rather anxious to see him again.
I see. This must mean a great deal to you, Mr. Marlin.
So why do you say that?
Well, I know what a sports enthusiast you are.
You should, after all the money I have donated to the Yale Athletic Association.
Just so. Yet you're foregoing the pleasure of watching your son play football this Saturday in order to go to a dog show.
Well, it's not as bad as that. I expect my dog to win hands down at the show, and I should get to see part of the game. Besides, there are plenty of bigger games to come on the Yale schedule, and I want to see Rob against really tough opposition. On the other hand, it's the only chance this year to show my dog.
I understand.
But you're right, Dean Clark, about its meaning a great deal to me. It does. That dog of mine is going to win the blue ribbon on Saturday, or I'll know the reason why. Confound it, young woman. I want to see the president of the kennel club at once.
Oh, I'm sorry, sir, but I'm the only one here at the moment. If you would like to register a dog, though, I can take care of it.
No, I don't want to register a dog. I want to find one. Are you a member of the show committee?
No, sir, I'm not. I only came over here this afternoon to help out with the registering. If you want to see any of the officials, I'm afraid you'll have to wait.
Wait? How can I wait when my dog has disappeared? And all because of the incompetence of these fool officials, too. I had him shipped here from the station, and the express man tells me he got out of the box somewhere along the road.
Oh, that's a shame. Have you reported it yet?
Blast it, Miss Burridge. That's what I'm trying to do now. I want that dog back in time for the show, or this kennel club will have a pretty lawsuit on its hands.
Oh, dear. I'll do what I can.
Yeah, well, meanwhile, I'm off to report this to the police. Good day, young lady.
Dad, there you are.
Oh, hello, son.
I have your tickets for the game, only there's something I have to tell you about it.
Well, you tell me later. Don't worry, I'll be there for the second half in plenty of time to see you play. And you better be good.
Well, that's just it. You see, I may not...
Now, confound it, boy, we can talk about that later. Right now, I'm trying to find out what happened to my dog.
Your dog?
Yes, the English bulldog I imported from abroad. The dog has disappeared, and I've got to find him in time for the show.
An English bulldog? Was he lost yesterday afternoon?
Well, yes, he was. Why?
A brindle with a white face?
A brindle? Son, have you seen the dog?
Yes, sir, I have. We ran into him yesterday just outside of town, coming back from football practice.
Well, where's the dog now?
Don't ask me. Ask Frank Merriwell.
What?
He took the dog, said he was going to make it the team mascot.
A mascot? They can't do that.
That's what I told Merriwell, but he's the captain of the team. I advised him to turn the dog over to the proper authorities, but he didn't seem to want to do it. He said a mascot might bring us luck in Saturday's game against Brown.
Oh, he did he? Well, confound it, he'll return that dog in time for the show, or I'll have his hide for this. And if anything has happened to that animal, Merriwell will be lucky to even see Saturday's game. Dean Clark, I demand that steps be taken immediately.
Steps? Mr. Marlin, I don't understand. What has happened?
It's about my dog. He disappeared on the way to be registered for the show.
Disappeared? Dear me.
And now I find that a couple of your students have taken him off somewhere and intend to use him as a Yale mascot.
What's this? Which students? Do you know their names?
Yes, I do. Frank Merriwell and Bart Hodge.
Merriwell and Hodge? Oh, come now. There must be some mistake. They're both fine, upright boys. They wouldn't take anything that didn't belong to them.
Well, they took my dog, and I want him back at once. Otherwise, I insist that they be punished.
Yes, of course. Must get to the bottom of this. I'm quite sure it's all a misunderstanding. If Merriwell and Hodge have your dog, I can guarantee that you'll get him back without further ado.
Yeah. In that case, I'll be willing to drop the whole matter. But I must have the dog.
I'll send for the boys at once and get a full explanation from them. You'll have your dog back within the hour, Mr. Marlin.
Economics lecture was dull.
I nearly fell asleep twice.
Well, it's lucky one of us took notes then. You'll need them by exam time.
I guess so. Well, I suppose we have to get ready for football practice.
Oh, didn't I tell you the coach called it off?
No.
He thinks we're getting a little stale and he wants us in top shape for the game tomorrow.
Oh, he's right about our going stale, all right. If we don't snap out of it pretty quick, we may need all the luck our new mascot can bring us.
Say, Frank. Frank Barsh.
Oh, hello, Jack. What's the rush? Practice was called off.
Yeah, I know, but I was just passing the dean's office, and he asked me to find you fellas. He wants to see you.
Dean wants to see us?
What for?
Well, I don't know. It has something to do with that bulldog we found yesterday. That's all I know about it.
Oh, they probably heard we want it for a mascot. Yeah, I hope he lets us keep him.
Yes, if we lose him now, it might upset the whole team.
Well, we better go over and find out. Well, come on, Frank, let's go.
All right, just a minute, Bart. Jack didn't say the dean wanted to see both of us, did he?
Well, not in so many words.
Well, then, suppose you go alone, Bart.
What?
I have another important matter to attend to, and it has to be taken care of this afternoon.
Oh? Well, sure, if you say so. I hope our new mascot and I don't have to share the dean's doghouse all by ourselves. Gosh, Mr. Marlin, this whole thing certainly a surprise to me. We had no idea it was your dog.
Yes, yes, you've already apologized, Mr. Hodge. I understand. As I told Dean Clark, I'm only interested in recovering the dog in time for the show. I'm quite willing to forget the inconvenience you caused me.
Well, here's the place now. You'll soon have him back.
Okay, good.
Mr. Colburn! Oh, Mr. Colburn!
Afternoon, gentlemen. Another boy at the college. What's the trouble now? It's about that board money.
Oh, no, Mr. Colburn. We found the owner of the dog. We've come to get him back.
You what?
Come, my good man. The dog belongs to me, and I've come to get him.
That right. Well, sir, appears as though you've come a bit too late.
Too late?
Yep.
What do you mean?
One of your friends come out here and got him not half an hour ago.
What's that?
Well, how do you know he was a friend of mine?
Well, he was wearing one of them sweaters with the high necks, the big Y's, just like you're wearing, so I knew he'd come from the college.
Well, what did he say?
Well, he said as how someone might be coming out here to get the dog, and he wanted to take it somewhere else where it'd be safe till after the game.
Why, this is an outrage. It's nothing but common, ordinary theft. Who was this boy? What was his name? Who sent him? I'll have him expelled from the university.
Here's though he did give me a name, if I could just recollect it.
Well, think, Mr. Colburn. This is important. Who was it?
Hold on now. I've got it. Yes, sir. Merriwell.
Frank?
That's right. He said Frank Merriwell sent him. Yep. Frank Merriwell.
In just a moment, we'll return to our story. But first, here's some news about the University of Denver Youth Month Scholarship Award. Right now, out at the University of Denver, the judges are busy going through your many wonderful entries. Be sure to listen to this program next week when Frank Merriwell himself will disclose the name of the winner. Don't miss it. The winning name may be yours. Now, back to our story. Frank and Bart have again been summoned to the office of Dean Clark, where we find them somewhat ill at ease, standing before the dean's desk.
But, Dean Clark, this is terrible. You know very well Frank wasn't involved in this, sir.
On the contrary, Mr. Hodge, both you and Mr. Merriwell are quite heavily involved.
Well, that's true, sir. We did find the dog, and we did give Farmer Colburn $5 to board him until the game, but that was only because we had no way of knowing whose dog it really was.
I understand all that, but it doesn't explain your actions this afternoon. If you have that dog, you must return him at once.
I only wish I could, sir, but I wasn't off the campus all afternoon. I didn't take him, and I don't know who did.
Indeed. Then why did you appear with Mr. Hodge when I summoned you?
Well, I can explain that, sir. I didn't think you had to see both of us, so I sent Bart on alone. I had to have a private talk with a member of the football squad.
A private talk? Who was this student? Why did you have to have a talk with him?
It was Rob Marlin, sir. I was supposed to notify him that he was being dropped from the A squad.
What's this? Rob Marlin? Oh, no, this is too much.
I had to do it, sir. It was my duty as captain of the team.
But this only makes everything so much worse. Don't you realize, boy, that Rob's father is one of the most distinguished alumni, that he has made countless generous contributions to the support of our athletic teams. First you steal his dog, then you demote his son from the football squad.
Excuse me, Dean Clark, but I did not steal the dog. Someone obviously went to the farm posing as me and took the dog. I can't imagine why they did it, but I'm sure that's what happened.
And I assume you can prove you were on the campus at the time talking to Rob Marlin?
Well, no, sir, I can't. I went to Rob's room to see him, but he was out. I waited around there hoping he'd come back. Well, I was still waiting when I got the summons to come to your office.
Well, then you haven't notified him yet that he's been dropped from the squad?
No, sir, not officially.
I see. At least that is one fortunate aspect of this affair. I'm going to speak to your coach and request that he give Rob one more chance. But as for you, gentlemen...
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
I hope you can understand my position. I know your reputations, and I admire you both. I would like nothing better than to exonerate you here and now. Unfortunately, as long as Mr. Marlin's dog is among the missing, I am powerless to do so.
But, sir, I tell you, we had nothing to do with taking the dog.
I know, my boy, but you must admit appearances are against you. I've already had a meeting with Marlin and your class officer. You are both under temporary suspension, pending further investigation.
Suspension?
Unless the dog is returned in time for the show, I fear that sterner disciplinary action will be taken.
But, Dean Clark, does this mean we can't play in the Brown game tomorrow?
It does, Mr. Hodge. I'm sorry, but there is no other course open to me.
All right, hurry up, man. Finish dressing. We've got to get out on the field.
Hello, Coach.
Frank, Bart. What were you doing in the dressing room?
We stopped by to see how everything is.
We should have story about what happened, Coach.
Sorry, it's a blasted outrage. My team is wrecked by a flea-bitten bulldog.
Oh, don't worry about Brown, Coach. You can take them without us.
Well, I wish I believed that. It's a good thing you didn't give Rob Mullen his notice. We'll need every man in there now. What have you been doing? You're not taking this lying down, are you?
I'll say we aren't. We've had half the student body scouring New Haven looking for that missing dog.
And Enzo's over at the Kennel Club right now watching every entry in the dog show in case it turns up there.
With no luck so far.
Oh, no, sir, but we haven't given up hope. If we could only find that dog and deliver him to the dog show, we've got a chance of being reinstated.
Yeah, sure, and I've got a chance of being elected president, but I'm not counting on it. Boys, all I can say is I'm sorry this had to happen. Well, I've got to get the team out in the field now.
Go ahead, Coach. Good luck.
Thanks. We're really going to need it. All right, gang. Out on the field on the double. Let's go.
Well, there they go. What's our next move, Frank?
Oh, blamed if I know, Bart. Well, licked.
But you sounded hopeful when you talked to the coach. I thought maybe you had another idea.
Oh, I was trying to cheer him up, that's all. There's nothing more I know of that we can do. We covered practically every inch of New Haven last night and this morning, and no one has reported a stray dog.
It beats me, all right. You know, when you stop to think of it, where could anybody hide a thoroughbred bulldog in New Haven where 1,000 or more students couldn't find him? Well, the whole thing doesn't add up.
I know, Bart. It really... Oh, hello. Somebody dropped a telegram.
But where?
That yellow slip of paper on the floor.
Oh, it must have fallen out of one of the boys' pockets when he was dressed. Let's see who's this.
Hey, wait. That's no telegram.
So I see. Just a freight receipt. There's no name on it either. Oh, well.
Stop right. Don't throw that away. Of course, that's the answer.
Huh?
The missing dog. That's why we couldn't find him. He's being shipped out of town. I might have known.
That means a member of the squad did this.
Well, I've known that all along. Don't you remember Colburn's description? The fellow was wearing a Yale football sweater? But never mind that now. We've got to get to that freight office and pray we aren't too late.
A last call for all those who wish to have dogs to English full classification. Last call.
Well, young lady, speak up. What did you learn?
I'm terribly sorry, Mr. Marlin. There's still no word about your dog. I've been half expecting to hear from Frank and Bart, but there's no word from them either.
Well, that settles it. I won't rest until I have those two young thieves expelled from the university.
Mr. Marlin, you wouldn't.
Oh, you wait and see. I'll teach them to try their high-handed methods with me. They've cost me this show, to say nothing of the expense involved in importing the animal. I'm not going to take it lying down, believe me.
I don't know which way to turn. If only there was something, some way.
Are we still in time?
Frank and Bart! You found him! You found the dog, Mr. Marlin, look!
Well, I'll be. Here, boy. Here. That's the old fellow. Yes, sir. So, you changed your mind, eh? You decided to return him after all.
We didn't change our mind, sir. We found the dog and we know who took him.
You do, eh? Who?
If you don't mind, sir, we'd rather keep that to ourselves.
Now, see here, young man.
Mr. Marlin, please. He found your dog in time for judging. No one's the worse for it. Can't you forget the whole thing and have them reinstated?
Well, Miss Burrage, when you put it that way...
I knew you would. Mr. Marlin, you're a dear. You see, Frank, it's all right now. Mr. Marlin will give you a note to the dean, and you can play in the game after all. Won't you, Mr. Marlin?
Well, I don't know. What do you think, Butch? I guess he agrees with the young lady. All right, boys, I'll give you the note.
There, you see? The carriage is outside. I'll drive you to the theater.
Then what are we waiting for? Come on.
Came back. Oh, what a break. Everything's going wrong. That's how it's been the whole game, Frank. I thought with you and Bart back in, it'd be different.
We're not getting any breaks, that's sure.
We've got to get that ball and score. Scoreless tie now will be as bad as a defeat.
Well, we're sure not going to do it unless all of you wake up and start playing football.
But what can we do? All the breaks are against us. Well, maybe they wouldn't be if you showed a little spirit, you, Rob.
Now, look here, Bart. I'm sick and tired of
the... Cut it now, both of you. I've got a score to settle with you, Rob, but it can wait until after the game.
Hey, look on the sidelines.
Well, Rob, our mascot. And he's wearing a blue ribbon. Dad's dog. And there's Dad with him.
Come on, Pete. Here's your mascot. Now let's see you win that game.
Did you hear that? What do you say, gang?
Right. Here we go, Anna.
Get that ball away from them. We've got a score.
We can't miss now. Look out, Brown. We've got our mascot back.
Get in there and break it up.
Bumble! Three ball on it!
I got it! That's it, gang. That's the way.
So what are you going to try?
That trick play. No use saving it now.
But, Rob, you'll mess it up.
Not this time. How about it, Rob?
Pull the play. I'll make that block stick.
Good. All right, here goes. Signals. 35, 76, 38, 24. Hike! One, two, three, four. Why did that happen?
He's not going anywhere. Nice. Attaboy, Rob. That's the way to take him out. Go, Frank. You're in the clear.
That's it, Frank. Run. Go,
Rob. That safety man. A nice stiff arm, Frank. He did it. It's a touchdown. Yale wins.
It was a wonderful game, Frank. I was proud of you both.
Oh, we should have had at least three more touchdowns.
Well, I'm satisfied that we won under the circumstances.
Wasn't it awful, that business about the Bulldog? I'm just thankful the Dean let you play when he got Mr. Marlin's note.
So am I, but between you and me, he didn't really want to suspend us in the first place. He was forced into it.
Yes. He seemed pretty relieved when the whole business was finally straightened out.
Oh, but it hasn't been straightened out yet. Frank, you never told anyone who it was that said you had sent him and really stole the dog himself. It's a pretty dirty trick, and he should be punished for it.
He has been into it. Frank saw to that.
He has? Who was it, Frank?
Well, I think it would be better for all concerned if we forgot all about it, Enzo. Uh-oh. Wait a minute.
Good evening, folks.
Good evening, Rob.
Good evening, Rob.
Hello, Rob.
Nice game today, Frank. You too, Bart.
Thanks, Rob. You played pretty well yourself that last quarter.
Yes, you sure did. Looks like you stay on the A squad after all.
Well, I sure hope so. Well... See you later.
Yes, see you later.
So that's it. It was Rob Marlin himself who did it.
Well, you're getting to be quite a detective, Enza. How did you ever deduce that?
Elementary, Frank. I knew it the minute I saw that big black eye he's wearing.
And so ends another exciting adventure with Frank Merriwell, beloved hero of American fiction, brought to you in a new series of stories by the National Broadcasting Company. And be sure to listen again next week at the same time when Frank Merriwell returns in another of his celebrated exploits. Frank is played by Lawson Zerbe, Bart is Hal Studer, and Inza is Elaine Rost. Other members of the cast were Richard Keith, Tony Randall, Roger DeCoven, Leon Jenny, and Frank Milano. Original music is by Paul Taubman. The Adventures of Frank Merriwell is written by Ruth and Gilbert Braun and William Welch. And the entire production is under the direction of Ed King. This is Mel Brandt speaking.